Chicago, Chicago Southland, Northwest Indiana, and Northern Suburbs. Are you ready for the summer grind of summer baseball? June through July, early morning games starting at 9 in the morning. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, while others sleep, we compete. If you're looking to stay sharp and get live reps this summer, this is where you belong. Spots are limited. Youth, high school, college, and adult players. Register now at fallbaseball.us. That's fallbaseball.us.
Down on the field, visiting with Detroit Tiger superstar Cabrera. How we doing today?
Good. We're doing great. Deciding to get it going and start and play, you know, again. You know, we don't play last night, so we hopefully we starting today and doing well today.
And as I mentioned, my show reached a young audience, so we want to get baseball questions out the way. What's it like being in the big leagues?
Oh, so, you know, I think that's the most beautiful thing I ever do, because I love baseball. I grew up with a big family, or they play off baseball, so that's a dream coming true, you know. Or play every day here, like I do now, is like one of my dreams.
And it's every kid dream that I've come across to play professional baseball. You're 25 years old. You've been in the big league since you were what, 19?
20.
Yeah. So you're a youngster coming up in the big league. So how did you get your opportunity to play Major League Baseball?
I think it's because we play in Venezuela. We play a lot of baseball in Venezuela. And when we come into the United States with a lot of at-bats or a lot of games, you know, you play. I think we come in here more comfortable when we come in, like, we know more baseball, you know. We feel like we can play in different level in the United States.
And, you know, they say it's a difference in major league pitching and minor league pitching. How come you make it look so easy hitting these guys?
No, you know, the big difference here, they throw more strike, you know. They throw more strike. They got top pitcher, bro. They throw more strike in the minor league. So I think it's more easy here in the minor league.
So you just go up here and wear this pitching out for a youngster, huh?
Yeah, I go see a ball and try to make my best swing. Right?
And you're playing in third base. Now they moved you over to first base. So how's that transition?
Oh, I feel great in first base. I think that's my position. Mm-hmm. I feel very comfortable this year. I love it, so I want to stay over here for a long time.
So how's it in Detroit?
Oh, great. That city is like, I call it a sports city, you know. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of fans, you know, they love basketball, football, love hockey, love baseball. So I'm glad, I'm great, I'm playing over there.
So, you know, and you over in Detroit with Curtis Granderson, and I knew Granderson, it was like that. So let our orders, and we got 3 million little kids watch you, so let them know what Granderson really like.
Oh my God!
What he like on the road? He like
eat a lot. He like the food a lot, you know. He's a guy is always with a smile on his face. Uh-huh. He's a guy is what man I'm gonna get up in the game. If he 0-4-3, 0-4-4, 4-4-4, uh-huh. He gonna be the same guy, you know. He's like great personal guy. He's one of the great team when I play. I love Granderson.
So what you guys do when you? You know, when we coach college ball, we're on the road trips going to games, and these guys acting silly, throwing stuff with each other on the bus. Is that stuff going in the major leagues?
No. I think don't go like that, bro. We can make a joke. We got five. We make some guys sing, you know, the rookies make a sing, make a dance in the bus. It's what we do, make fun of all this guy, and that's it. We don't throw nothing.
So what they make you do?
No, me, they make me dance, you know, back in 2003, bro. Right now, we make a sing and dance it together.
Oh, you gonna show us the dance you had to
yeah.
do? Show us the dance you had to do.
I don't know how to dance either.
Oh, okay. So you trying to tell me you didn't have no rhythm with you?
No, I don't got rhythm. Right now, no music, I don't got rhythm, you know.
So what is it like traveling in the major leagues?
Oh, that's great, you know. You go, that's easy because we are playing, you know. We go out there, go to a plane, get out, go to a hotel. That's easy for us. When in the middle of the season, late in the season, it's kind of you're going to be tired, you know, mm-hmm. because you're all the time in the plane, you're all the time traveling, you know. That's a little hard, bro. when you used to do it for a lot of years, you get comfortable past the years.
And what about for those youngsters out there you have to be the role model for?
We got a lot of role models here, you know. It's all I can say. The all I can say to them is be yourself. Don't try and be on the body. Be yourself. Listen to your parents. And don't try and do too much, you know. Try and do what you can do in the field. Try to do your job. Try to help your team win games, and you're going to be good.
So what is it like when you go into the city or your hometown and you got about 500 fans waiting for you for your autograph?
Oh, that's crazy. That's like... you gotta give the order from the most people you can, you know. But I think that the people understand, you know, that when you are there, it's 30 minutes, 40 minutes for the game. You try to focus for the game, you know. You not try to get these tries or autograph pictures. So you gotta like be ready and focus for the game.
What about your family, your friends, when they see you as a major league, or do they just see you as just you?
They get crazy, you know. When I come back to Venezuela, I go back to my hometown. They get crazy. They want to hang out with me. They want to, like, get some time with me because they don't see me for 7 months, 8 months. So when I go over there, they want to, like, be on top of me, you know. They want to be always with them. They want to be around with me all the time.
So when I come down to Detroit, we can follow you around and let the fans see what your lifestyle is.
No, Detroit is not too much. I think you got to follow Grandes. They love Grandes in Detroit. So it's going to be fun if you guys do that.
Okay. All right, we appreciate it. The coach with...